And we're here to talk with Mike McCormick. He's the executive director of GBTA, which is the Global Business Travel Association. So you can tell we're going to talk about business travel. We always think the business traveler has it down to a science because they do it, you know, this is how they travel. They know where to put the luggage or not take and how to get through the lines. But maybe that's not the case. We're going to find out from Mike this morning about some research they've done. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, Craig. How you doing this morning?
We're good. Well, let's talk about the business traveler. I always thought the business traveler knew what to do. They like, you know, they just carry a small pack. They know where to go. It's all second nature to them. But what are some of the challenges that the business travelers are facing in 2017?
Well, they certainly have more challenges than ever, right? Because, you know, it's all about time and efficiency. Time is money in business travel. And it's all those unforeseen disruptions, changes, you know, long lines, that really make it challenging for business travelers. But a lot of it has to do with preparation, and the smart ones do a lot of the preparation in advance to get ready for that next trip.
So what are some of the things that you can do to prepare, or maybe that they haven't thought of doing to make things work?
Well, first off, you know, take advantage of the programs that are out there. So TSA offers a program called PreCheck that can help you get through the security lines faster because you go through special lines. With less restrictions that can get you through kind of more efficiently and more predictably. And if you're traveling overseas, as more and more business travelers have to do, take advantage of a program called Global Entry. It gets you through the whole customs process with you know, electronically, faster, easy. You bypass all the lines. It's a great program. And also, use your travel suppliers, the ones that you frequently use. They have tools and capabilities. What you want to do is be ready for the inevitable disruptions that will come. Because when you do, or you have to change a flight or make, you know, change a hotel booking, do something on the fly, if you already have all the tools installed, you have all your information, you're ready to go, you can get through that process pretty quickly and effectively. If you're not ready, then it's a scramble, and it causes a lot of disruption and frustration.
When it comes to baggage, any recommendations?
Well, as always, you know, again, it's back to preparation. You know, try to pack smart. You know, for me personally, I check bags now. I don't find that to be a problem. I find it easier, actually, to go ahead and check the bag, let the airline take care of it, and then really just focus on the things I need to do, and it makes the boarding process easier because then I'm not worried about trying to get overhead space when, frankly, you know, at this point, in most airports, most of the time, the bag process is, you know, pretty much down to a science. And, you know, with all the bag tracking capabilities that are out there, both the ones the airlines use, but also ones you can use by putting in a little chip into your bag, you can track your bag and you'll never lose it. It might be a little late. Once in a while, it might be delayed, but you're always going to know where your bag is.
We're talking.
So the thing, yep.
Go ahead.
Things like that you can do.
Okay. We're talking this morning with Mike McCormick, Executive Director of the GBTA, the Global Business Travel Association. You used a phrase a couple minutes ago, travel supplier. Are we just talking about the airlines or the hotels? What does that actually mean in your industry?
Well, it means airlines, hotels, car rental companies, of course, but it also means the travel agencies. Your travel, you know, companies have, most companies now, virtually all of them have a dedicated travel management company that's taking care of their travel. They have their own tools that are available that really compile some of the best in the business and things that you can use to make your travel experience more effective. Again, it takes a little time. You got to do the research and do the preparations and set it all up in advance. But if you do, then you're ready for the inevitable things that will happen when you're on the road.
Is there as much business travel as there had been? There's a lot of things you can do with connections where you can have communications that doesn't require you to actually fly there to be there. Is technology adding to or taking away from business travel?
No, I mean, business travel is at an all-time high globally. I mean, every country, every market has been growing. Again, the forecasts for the coming years are that it's only going to increase. Actually, with all the technology, with all the capabilities, it's just really accelerated the need or enhanced the tools that people have, but it hasn't replaced travel in any way. In fact, again, travel has only grown.
How do they mix a little bit of the playtime with the business travel? Because even though you're going there for business, there should be some sort of a little bit of relaxation taking place.
Well, that's just it, too. I mean, as companies ask their employees to do more and more, to travel globally to markets they've never been to before, it's also an opportunity. About 40% of travelers tack on extra time on their own to a business trip. They get their business done, but then they also take advantage to see a destination or go to a place they haven't been to before. And, you know, companies are encouraging it because they know that, you know, this has a lot to do with their employee satisfaction. 80% plus of travelers say that when they have a good travel experience on business, it makes them happy as employees. So companies are supportive largely because they know it has a lot to do with keeping their employees happy.
Well, we've talked a lot about different things this morning. Where can people get some other details of what we've had to talk about?
Go to blog.gbta.org. You get information there. And again, go to your travel suppliers. They also have information. There's a lot of, you know, do your research and get ready for that next trip.
Sounds good. Mike McCormick, Executive Director of the GBTA, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, guys.